Well, welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today we'll be talking with Michael and Amy Monroe of Tapestry Ministries.
Well, Dave, here at Money Life, we believe that one person can make a difference, that God gives people ideas and puts things on their hearts that they act upon and truly have a tremendous impact in this world. And this is a couple that's done that. I just love their story.
Well, Chuck, their ministry targets adoptive families to provide them encouragement and information along the journey from deciding on adoption to actually adopting the child. And we'll be looking forward to talking with Michael and Amy in just a few minutes. But before we get there, one of the things that we like to do here at Money Life is alert you to things that are coming along that might affect you negatively, either financially or personally. And according to a recent CNN.com article, there's a top three list of scams that are now making the headlines.
Well, I think it's important to be aware of the scams that are going on out there because God called us all to be wise and to be careful. And according to CNN, the number one scam going on right now that's affecting so many people is the discount car rental scam. You see an ad that says you can rent a car for $8.95 a day, but the trouble is by the time you add on the fees and the taxes, the real cost is more like $27 a day. And then if you do rent a car, be careful that you go over it with a fine-tooth comb before you sign the contract. Otherwise, you'll get stuck paying for damages that weren't really your fault. Scam number two, 0% financing. If you're buying a new car, this is really an attractive offer. But after you get your heart set on a certain car, you discover that actually you don't qualify for the 0% financing. It turns out that you need almost near perfect credit to qualify for this 0% financing that was advertised. So my advice to you is arrange for your own financing before you go in to look at those cars, and that way you won't get involved in something that is a bait and switch. And even better, go in and be prepared to pay cash. Scam number three is the free DTV converter. Now, you've probably heard that next year, analog televisions will no longer be available to receive signals, so scam artists are now offering a free DTV converter. But here's the catch. You have to buy a five-year warranty for $59 plus shipping and handling, so it turns out the free converter ends up costing you $100. So watch out for those top three, and watch out especially for those people who are wanting to get your personal information through the email. Those guys are all looking for some way to hook you.
Well, that's good advice, and we'll have that information up on crown.org. You're listening to Money Life. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to Michael and Amy Monroe, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today I want you to meet Michael and Amy Monroe, and they're the founders of Tapestry, a very special local church ministry that provides encouragement and information for adoptive families. And this couple has certainly made a difference in the lives of those who have been touched by this ministry. Michael and Amy, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your family and what God did to lead you into becoming adoptive parents.
Well, Michael and I had been married about 6 years when he had just graduated from law school, and we decided that it was time to start our family. And after about a year of trying to start our family, we realized that things were not working well, and so we went to see a doctor. And within just a few months of treatment, we realized that that was not the path that God was going to lead us down for our family through biology. and we decided that we wanted to adopt. And so we started the process. I didn't know where to turn or what to do. We were completely clueless when it came to adoption. It was a whole other world for us, and basically went to Barnes & Noble and bought all the books we could and started reading and trying to understand it better. We then decided that for our first adoption, we were going to do what's called a private independent adoption, which means that you just let people know that you are interested in adopting. And if they know anyone, a birth mother who either is pregnant or has a baby, that they can contact you and that situation may work out, that you might be able to adopt that baby. And so in June of 2000, we decided to do that. So we sent out 250 letters to all the people that we knew and our families knew, letting them know that we were excited about adoption and that's how we wanted to build our family. And about 4 months after we sent out our letters, we got a phone call one morning. It was about 5:45 in the morning, and a man on the other line said, "You don't know who I am, but I have a baby for you."
Wow.
And he was right. That night, we went to meet this man and his wife. He had an employee who knew our son's birth mother, and she came to his house that night. We met her, a wonderful woman, and her baby, who is 19 days old. And the next day, she liked us and wanted us to raise her child. And the next day, we went back and adopted Miles, and he became a part of our family. And then about 18 months after that, we decided we wanted to adopt again, and we did two routes this time. We sent out letters like we had done for Miles' adoption, and we also applied with a local agency. And then about 3 weeks after we applied with our agency, we got a phone call about a baby that had been born near Houston, Texas, and that his birth mom had chosen us to be his parents. And we flew to Houston the next day and brought our second child, Grant, home from the hospital. He was 2 days old. And then just not too many months after that, we decided we wanted to adopt again and wanted to do an international adoption this time and had chosen the country of South Korea to adopt from. We wanted a little girl because we had two boys, and that's not exactly the plan that God had for our family. We were about 14 months into the process when we got a phone call that said, "We don't have a little girl from Korea, but we do have a little girl from Guatemala, and she has a twin brother. Mm. What do you think about that?" And that was a big shock to us. It's not what we expected at all, but about 9 months after that phone call, we brought home our daughter Kate and our son Carter from Guatemala.
Well, Amy, let's go back to the point when you realized that you were facing infertility.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take for you and Michael to make that decision to proceed with adoption? And then what was that like for you?
Well, it was difficult. It was a huge loss, a loss of a biological child, one of those things that you dream of, I think, your whole life. It was a loss of pregnancy for me as a woman that is something I'd always thought of. And to be honest, it was a loss for our family. I remember my mom and I talking briefly after we found out that, you know, she expected to be in the delivery room and all those things that you think of when you think about having children. And so it was difficult. It was really hard. Our situation was very cut and dry. We knew that it was going to take major, major medical intervention, something we had decided ahead of time that we did not want to do. So within just really a few weeks, we were learning more about adoption, and just several months after we found out, we were in the process.
Well, Michael, what has God done in your family since you've completed these four adoptions?
Well, I think He's taught us a lot. You know, one of the things we were just talking about was the infertility we experienced, and I think I've come to realize through that process that God is really into what I would like to say redeeming the broken things in our lives. I mean, I think you can look at our situation and realize that our bodies were broken. They didn't work, I think, in the perfect design. And yet, what we've learned, I think, through the miracle of adoption, how our family has come together, is that God is really in the business of redeeming those broken pieces of our lives and putting them together, and frankly, in ways that we could have never imagined or dreamed of. It's true for our children. Each of our children have come from, by definition, broken situations that weren't ideal and weren't perfect, and yet God has taken these myriad of broken pieces and put them together in a very beautiful way. And I think that's one of the things that I look at our family. It's the transracial family. All four of our children have Latin birth heritage. And in so many ways, we stand out, but I think we are visual testament to the work that God has been doing in our lives for many years now.
Well, absolutely. You know, Michael, God led you to take another step after adopting these children, and that was to start a ministry to help other people on this journey. Tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
He did. I mean, that ministry that we lead and that we have the privilege of serving other families and children in is really, I think, in many ways, simply a way to say thank you for the blessing that we received through adoption. We realized when we started our adoption journey how little we knew. And not only how little we knew, but how few places there were to turn to. There are certainly many good adoption agencies, service providers out there, but I think what people need as much as that when they're beginning something as frankly as challenging and as unfamiliar as the adoption journey is they need a place to connect. They need folks that have kind of walked the journey ahead of them that they can ask honest and open questions and receive honest and open answers in exchange. They need good quality resources. And so in a lot of ways, the ministry that we lead is nothing more than a recognition of the needs that we faced when we started off the journey, recognizing that other folks face those same challenges and have those same needs, and that the local church is a place for families who've been blessed, like us, to make connections and be a blessing to others and kind of pass that blessing on. And it's been a wonderful experience, not only to say God's blessed us through adoption, but to be kind of a funnel for that blessing and target as other folks who are pursuing the same path.
Well, Michael and Amy, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about some of the specifics of what other people can do if God's laying this on their heart and they want to pursue adoption. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we're talking with Michael and Amy Monroe about their journey to adopt four children. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money Package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money Package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking to Amy and Michael Monroe about their journey into adoption. And Michael, when we left off, we were talking about how God's led you to help others to take this journey as well. And I want to go specifically to the point of how you prepared financially. Now, I know that Amy is a stay-at-home mom, and one thing you had to do is you had to transition to just one income. So how did you guys prepare financially to make this decision?
Well, I think there were a couple of challenges associated with adoption from a financial standpoint. One is we were like a lot of other young couples in the sense that, you know, the financial costs associated with adoption are often very sizable depending on the path that's chosen. And so for us, though, we didn't have thousands and thousands of dollars sitting around to bring to bear and pay for the services and expenses associated with adoption. And we were tremendously blessed as we kind of shared the vision for our family with those around us, particularly with Amy's parents. We were blessed by the fact that they wanted to be a part of our adoption journey in a very tangible, in this case, financial way. And so that made some of the financial costs and the challenges associated with that for our adoption journey all the more achievable and obtainable for us. But then we realized that not only do you have a cost of completing an adoption, but then you have another mouth to feed and diapers to buy and all those types of things. And we instantly went from a family of Amy and I, to a family of three overnight, as Amy said earlier. And so that presented some challenges in terms of having to adjust for costs and expenses and a reduction in income. She was a school teacher previous to that. And so we simply had to make different choices because we were now mom and dad, not just husband and wife, and that obviously led to some different decisions and different priorities that we had to take into account.
Well, Michael, what are the average adoption costs in the U.S. versus international? And then what are some of the resources that people could be directed to help them if they don't have that kind of financial resource?
Yeah, the financial challenges associated with adoption and the actual cost are one of the most frustrating thing, I think, for people to kind of get their arms around. If you get on the Internet and you Google or you look up the cost of adoption, you'll get things like the typical adoption costs anywhere from $5,000 to $40,000, to which most people say, well, great, but can you give me a better idea? Is it $5,000 or is it $40,000? To give you a general idea, typically a domestic private infant adoption can run anywhere from, the cost and services can run anywhere from the low teens to upwards of $30,000, $35,000+. In an international context, the answer is quite different because it varies from country to country. Some countries, you can complete an adoption for around $20,000. Historically, that's been the case for China and Korea. Adoptions recently from Ethiopia run in that same cost and services magnitude, whereas adoptions historically from Guatemala and places like Russia have been many thousands of dollars more than that, upwards of $30,000+. So I think one thing that people don't know very well is the fact that in most states, you can adopt a child from the state foster care system for virtually no out-of-pocket costs and expenses. And I think that comes as a big surprise for a lot of folks when they learn that that information.
Well, are there resources available to help people minimize their cost, or at least a place to find information on where to turn in order to pursue adoption so that finances are not the big obstacle if God has put this on their heart?
Absolutely. I think that there are a number of ways. Obviously, as we mentioned, friends and family, letting them know about the journey you're on and about the needs. I think that's part of what it means to be well connected with people. People in your church oftentimes will want to be a very tangible part of that adoption journey that God is leading you down. Another very tangible and practical benefit that's available to most wage earners is the federal income adoption tax credit. And I think that that tax credit for 2007 is well over $11,000. That's not a deduction. That's a tax credit. And so that can provide a tremendous source of financial assistance for a lot of families. In addition, many employers now have adoption assistance. I think the average adoption assistance for employers who have such a program is over $4,000 per child per adoption. And so there are many opportunities that exist already for folks to turn to in terms of helping them meet the financial costs and the challenges associated with that.
Hmm. Amy, you've been down this journey as a mom. Do you have specific advice for people who are considering adoption?
Well, I think that the most important thing you can do is to try to find another family that's gone through the journey that you're getting ready to walk down that road, and then to ask them for their help and advice, and to find hopefully a community of families either in your church or help start a community of families in your church, and just to become a part of other folks who have walked that journey. I think feeling like you're on an island by yourself when you're walking that road, the road to adoption, can be very difficult, and that if you can find other people who have walked that journey, it doesn't have to be the same journey you're walking. If you're doing domestic and someone else has done international, they still understand adoption better than most people. And so I think that would probably be the number one piece of advice, and that to realize that some people aren't going to understand why you're going to do this. They may tell you they think you're crazy and all of those kind of negative things, but I truly believe if God's laying it on your heart that that's how you're supposed to add or build your family, that he'll give you the right resources to be able to help you in that way.
Well, absolutely. Amy and Michael, if someone wanted to get in contact with you, how would they find you on the web so that they could ask you some questions and learn more from you?
We have put a lot of the resources and things that we have created to assist families and even those wanting to start church ministries onto our website. It's simply www.tapestry.irvingbible.org. And certainly on there they can find our email address, our phone number, and we're always happy to help folks, whether it be their own personal adoption journey or foster journey, or whether it be something that God has laid on their heart in terms of trying to start a local community of families in their church and in their area.
Well, Michael and Amy, you're a delightful couple, and I know God's going to use your story in a great way. And thank you so much for being with us on Money Life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I hope you've been inspired by Michael and Amy Monroe's story. And I also hope that God gives you the desire to pursue adoption. And, you know, I realize that some of you may not be there yet. But when you face the issue of infertility, it can often be very, very painful. And some people get really stuck and don't know where to go, what to do. And you've got the choice of whether or not to seek medical treatment or just simply to keep waiting or to pursue the route of adoption as Michael and Amy did. But there's a step in there that I would recommend that you take, especially if your heart is really heavy right now over this issue. And that would be to apply Psalm 37:4 to your life. The psalm says, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." And through the years, I've counseled with people who felt like they've been stuck, that they're not hearing from God, that they're not seeing the results that they want, and they don't really know what to do. And especially when it comes to children, many times we long to have children in our lives and long for God to meet that need. And we don't really know what to do about that and how that desire should get filled. And I believe this verse is telling us, instead of longing for the child, long for God. In other words, fill your heart with His goodness, fill your heart with His thoughts, turn your eyes and look to Him, and cast your care upon God and say, "God, I want you to fill my heart with your thoughts, and then you will give me the desires of my heart." And I think that means that He will change them to what He wants you to have. And so if He wants you to seek medical treatment, He will put that desire in your heart and make it very, very clear and give you peace about that. If He wants you to keep waiting and watching and trusting and hoping, He will give you that desire to keep waiting. And if it's time to stop waiting and go and pursue adoption, I believe that God will give you that desire as well. And it'll be very, very clear. But the transfer has to come with delighting yourself in the Lord, accepting whatever it is that He puts on your heart, and not expecting Him to do a certain thing, but casting your care upon Him, and then accepting these new desires that He puts in your heart. You know, in my own family, my father was praying who he should marry, and it turned out that God gave him the desire to marry my mom, and she already had a child. And he knew that if he married my mother, that God would need to give him a love for the child she already had, who turned out to be my sister, because Dad fully adopted her into our family. And growing up, I never knew there was a bit of difference.
That's a great story, Chuck. You know, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, you can always hear it again by going to crown.org. That's crown.org. In addition, while you're there, why not sign up for the Money Life podcast? It takes just a few minutes and it's free. And best of all, we'll deliver Money Life directly to your computer each day. And it's all at crown.org. Well, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.